Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, so Leinster, I'm sorry, Ireland start their Six Nations campaign this evening and they take on England in Dublin's Aviva Stadium. And to preview the game, I'm joined now by RTE Sports' Jackie Hurley. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Brendan. Well played.
So you're going to give us a bit of a bluffer's guide as well to the Six Nations.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start by casually dropping the phrase three-peat into the conversation.
That's good. Start that off. You just drop it into the conversation. You're having a pint with someone. Just say, geez, the three-peat. My God, I can't believe it. The one thing is, it's never been done, right? So it's not only has it not been done in the Six Nations, but like New Zealand haven't done it in the Rugby Championship. It hasn't done, it happened in the Heineken Cup. Winning a competition three times in a row is incredibly difficult. And Ireland tried to go for a piece of history last year. Remember, we were in here, we were talking about potentially going for back-to-back Grand Slams and they couldn't get it done. And some of that was down to the pressure and they came undone against England. It's a similar kind of pressure this time round, and I think it's going to be even more difficult because Andy Farrell's not there either. So the three-peat, it's on, but it's going to take a hell of a task for them to get it done, I think.
Okay, so most people seem to be saying it'll be France this year. But
yeah.
I'd say you believe though, do you?
Yeah, I do. And generally, I think with this team, they've given us so much reason to believe. You know, you watch France last night and they're unbelievable. Wales didn't even score against them. They had the bonus point wrapped up before half time. You're looking at them and you think that's the biggest challenge for Ireland. The fact that they have to come to Dublin, I think, is a big thing. Ireland's record at the Aviva Stadium is incredible. They've lost two games there in the last number of years, and even those two games were against France. And I think you're just looking at this Irish team and the way that they're prepared for a France like that coming to town. I think they're ready for them, and I actually think they're going to win that game. And if they do, the Grand Slam is on the table. I think this team have given us reason to believe. I do think it's going to take a hell of an ass for them to do it, but they definitely have the raw materials to be able to deliver.
Okay, and Simon Easterby, so this is his first match as interim head. Andy Farrell is of course away on Lions duty, so they're comfortable enough with Easterby, are they? Will Farrell be badly missed?
I wonder how away he is now, right?
Because is he going to be there today?
Well, like he is. I actually met him the other day and I said, what are you going to do? And he said, well, I'm going to try and go incognito in the stadium. And I was like, well, that's a good job, because the TV directors are going to catch you. They're going to put you on the big screen and everyone's going to see you. You're going to get a big cheer. And he was like, yeah, I'll be burying the head, putting it down. But the thing is, he can't hide. He lives around the corner from the stadium. Anytime he walks out his door, there's people saying, hi, Andy, how are you getting on? What are you thinking? And like, if anybody thinks that he's not involved in the team, then they must be mad. He's still the head coach of the team. I know he's on a sabbatical, but he's not really. Like, so I have every faith that he is still chatting to the team. He's still helping with the selections. I'm sure that is what's going on. So he can't be that far.
And he is kind of very much their guru.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Now, I do think Simon Easterby, they have an awful lot of faith in him. This is a guy who has obviously been with the setup even before Andy Farrell. He's been there as an assistant coach all that time. They have an awful lot of time for him as a person. I'll be interested to see what he's like when he has to deal with the media and deal with all the extra pressures that come on him. But they seem to have a lot of faith in him, so that's good.
Okay, another phrase for the bluffer's guide: Crowley or Prendergast.
Yeah, and listen, the people, you know, you laughed at the top about it being Leinster. I think the Crowley one, particularly for Munster people, they felt, could you not have even given us Crowley, like, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the difficulty, because I think Sam Prendergast, there seems to be a feeling out there that maybe he's a wonder kid. And I don't know, that seems like a lot of pressure to put on a 21-year-old, but maybe he is. And maybe we need to find out if he is as good as people think he is. And what better test than throwing him in against England,
you know?
Yeah, throw him in there and see what happens. And the thing is, if it doesn't go well, my God, what is he going to learn there today? Because he's got so much experience around him. He's got Caelan Doris captaining him. He's got Bundy Aki outside him, Gary Ringrose. He's playing with the very best of the best in Ireland. And it's a great test for him to see how much he can kind of march them around the field and do that. I know he does it with Leinster week in, week out, but this is a big step up from that. So,
but it has been made very clear that he still needs to watch his back, and that
absolutely,
they're two of them
and
are
look,
going to be competing.
I mean,
and
we haven't had this before.
Yeah.
You know, generally it's been, we've kind of known who the number one was before. It was Johnny Sexton, it was Ronan O'Gara, it was David Humphreys, it was Eric Elwood. We knew who the 10 was. Very different this time round, and I think that's probably going to drive the two of them on a little bit more. I just think it's a strange position for Jack Crowley to be in, because he was given the keys to the kingdom this time last year, and suddenly it's all been pulled from him. For 24 years of age, he's had a lot of adversity already in his career, so it'd be interesting to see how he responds.
That's good for a person,
bit
of adversity. Okay, a lot of buzz around Ryan Baird.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I think This guy has been coming through for a long time, right? And for one reason or another, he's got injured at the wrong points. And then Peter O'Mahony, you know, another good Cork man like yourself, has been able to deliver for Ireland. And the one reason why Ryan Baird hasn't been in the squad is because Peter O'Mahony has been keeping him out of it for a long time. So I think maybe the injury to Joe McCarthy has opened the door for Ryan Baird for Ireland to switch it up. But I actually think this could be his championship. I think he's going to be given an opportunity today that maybe he's been waiting for a long time. He was really annoyed after the Rugby World Cup that he didn't get more minutes. He felt like he was ready. And I think now all the soundings are that this is going to be his championship. And I really hope it is, because he's brilliant and he's a genetic freak, genuinely. Like he can do things that other people in the squad cannot. And if he's given the license to run, he is like a gazelle. He is as fast as you will ever see a 6B in the world. Genuinely, he's if he starts moving, people are going to see something special from him.
Okay, so the way you're laying this out here, this could be a very exciting match today, and there could be some revelations there. The revelation in the English squad seems to be who are these Curry twins who are making their twin debut for England?
What? Because they both play the same position, we haven't really had it before that the two of them have been in the team at the same time. Because I don't know, just you know yourself, you're fighting for positions. There's obviously loads of other people there. It's nearly happened a couple of times, but I think for them, imagine their family this morning, you know, twin brothers playing together. We've obviously had it in Ireland over the years with siblings playing at the same time, but I think the difficulty having them playing in the same position, fighting for scraps over the years, maybe has meant one did well to the detriment of the other. Whereas I think for them, it's going to be a big challenge for Ireland, just because that pack generally, they offer something very, very different than what France do. And I think with Ben Earl in alongside them, they're going to run straight at Sam Prendergast. They are going to look to to give him some hell today. But
so he's the man to take out today.
He is. But I think the Curries are, it's an interesting story, and it'll be a good one to watch, definitely.
Okay, another phrase for the Bluffers Guide is home advantage, and they're working hard to ramp up the atmosphere in the Aviva this year, aren't they?
I heard Mark McCabe is down there, and you know what? Maniac 2000 is my party piece, Brendan.
I'm disgusted
I'm up here in studio and I'm going to miss it, because when I'm out generally and somebody puts a microphone in my hand at weddings or something like that, Maniac 2000 is my go-to. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Mark McCabe does at the stadium. I mean, look, people.
So it's about making it more of a spectacle
and
all of that.
The problem is, like, you and I have been down at the Aviva Stadium. It's not the most atmospheric stadium in the world. Like, people would have watched the France-Wales game last night. You're looking at the light show and the fireworks and the music and everything. We don't really have that at the Aviva, and they are trying to change that. Mark McCabe is definitely a step in a direction that the Aviva Stadium have not gone before. So I will be intrigued as to how it goes. And if it does work, you could get DJ residencies down there. It'd be really good crack for people going in advance of the game and see if they start enjoying it and getting people into it, because there's no doubt about it. It needs to come up the levels. Yeah, Six Nations has not really delivered in terms of atmosphere in Ireland over the last few years.
And that's the direction all these big games are going in, isn't it? And they're showing Italy and Scotland down there, asking people to come towards in advance and watch that there and build up the atmosphere. RT are showing Italy and Scotland. You're anchoring that, Jackie. And coverage starts there at 1:30. Kickoff is at 2:15. And then Ireland take on England at 4:45. And Virgin Media have that on TV. And there will be live commentary here on RT Radio 1, as well as a live vlog on rt.ie/sport and the RT News app. So call it first, Jackie.
I think England are going to bring everything they have at Ireland, but I think Ireland are going to win this, and it is going to set us off on the right foot to go to Scotland next weekend and start thinking about winning this championship and doing the three-peat.
Jackie's journey of hope begins again. Jackie Hurley, thank you very much.
Thanks.
We'll take a break.